Okay, the Gemara is on Pei Test to Daf Tzadi. So we're continuing. Last year we spoke about the Okra Dovrim in our Torah. We came out basically Rabbah was the Maskana that you're only Okra B'Shev Al Taseh. But Pei Test through Daf Tzadi, the Gemara has a lot of exceptions. Different exceptions where everyone seems to agree, it seems the Chachamim had a certain power even beyond Shev Al Taseh. Just talk today, the most shastic maybe of these topics is the Gemara talks about by Kiddushin. The concept of Kinu Rabbanon the Kiddushin Minei, that somehow the Rabbanon have a power to undo Kiddushin without a get, or with a get that Minatora's puzzle. Right, our Gemara is talking about a get that Minatora is not a good get, the Baal is Mevatel the get. But midrabanan, we're machshir the get. How do we do that? How can we possibly be machshir a get that hustle min atayra? This shows up a lot of different gemaras. It shows up in Ksuvis, beginning of Ksuvis, a similar case. Later in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yud, and Bava Basra and Cheskas Habatim, so it has cases of kedushin. Kedushins that the Chachamim weren't happy with. They were done somewhat by force, min ha-taira, they should be a good kiddushin. But midrabanan, they said it's not a good kiddushin. So how could Chachamim possibly do that, right? They could only do Shev Al Taseh. So everyone knows the Gemara. You know, I think even before seeing it here, Mustama, everyone saw it in another Masechta. But I think unless you saw it here, I don't think you have good pshat. I think it's like one of the most misunderstood sugyas. And the sugya Nevamos, I think more than anywhere else, it really has keys to understanding what's going on. So the Gemara says, how is this possible that we could get out of Kiddushin? So says the Gemara, everyone knows, called the Mekadosh, Adaita the Rabbanon Mekadosh, everyone's Mekadosh, Aldas the Rabbanon, Vafkinu Rabbanon the Kiddushin Minei. And then the Gemara says, Tena Kiddush Mekaspa, if you're Mekadosh Mekaspa, I understand that. Why do you understand that? So, at least Rashi and Tosfos say, because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. What about Mekadosh Bebiya? If the Kedushin was done in Bebiya, Shavi Rabbanan, Le Kedushin, Kedushin Snus, Le Biasa Bila Snus. The Rabbanan were able to turn his Biya into Biya of Snus. Doesn't make a Kedushin. So what's Pshat? So everyone assumes they know Pshat. Everyone says Pshat. And the Ritva says this Pshat. And Ksuvis. That it's a Tznai. When I get married, I was Masna, and my wife was Masna, I guess, that the Kiddushin is really not a Kiddushin, really should not be a Kiddushin. If the Rabbanon have any reason they don't want it to be a good Kiddushin, should not be a Kiddushin, and the couple should be left without Kiddushin. It's a Tanai, and came along the Chachamim, they say, you gave a get, and you mevatel it, not in front of the Shliach, and therefore, we say, you were never married in the first place. Yeah, that's how everyone understands the sugya. So that's how everyone understands the sugya. Right? If you're happy with that, it's, we have to, work harder in a sugya. Because the kashas are such extreme kashas. They're just like crying out, like, what? You know? I'll just ask four kashas. Just not to be better than Manishtan, you can ask even more kashas. But we'll deal with four kashas. The first kasha is like, what? Who? Right? Not everyone learns, you know, it's in Ksuvis and Gittin and Kedushin and Bava Basra and Yevamos, and it really shows up a lot, but not anyone learns all those Masech, any of those Masechtas, right? The wife, she also has to, right? Tanai's, they have to both know the Tanai. Right? Every Tanai needs deeper. You have to talk out of Tanai. Right? So they do point out that it says, Mekadosh Adayit Rabbanon, you do say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So people have understood that. Right? And you might tell me it's Ferish Hashonim, so you say, why shouldn't they understand that? As saying that you're making a Tanai in the Kedushin. Right? He says, so Mustama, that's not, we'll see if that's even the Hashonim, but right, the word itself doesn't mean that, right? Kedas Moshe Yisrael, it's not Das, it's not Dalet Ayin. in Saf. It's Das. Das meaning law. Dalid, tough. Das. Das just means that I married you according to the law. And there's no one who says that this whole shtick with the Mafkir Kedushin has anything to do with whether they said Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Right? Certainly the Isha Stam, they don't know this Gemara. Definitely the Gemara never spells out thou shalt only be Makadish al Tanai. Every Tanai needs a deeper. Right? The only time it works, tonight, that's not spelled out, if it's so pashut they mean this, they don't have to say it, because believable kaladim, it's absolutely pashut. Everyone knows who on the earth, right? First gets married, they want to be married. Right? Even more than that, you talk about getting married, Chazal say that when you have nisuin, what we talk about today, when you have nisuin, even if the person made a tanai, we assume he was mevatel his tanai. Because when he has bia, there's a klal, ena demosa bila sa bila snus. Once you're having bia with a wife, you're mevatel al tanai. Right? You can't have bia with one's wife al tanai. What if your tanai, you don't fulfill your tanai, right? So mistama, no one would have, right? It's a palace, someone would have such a das to have his whole marriage is al tanai. Right, what about Aces Kohen, right? She's eating truma. If the tanai isn't fulfilled, it comes out, she's a zar eating truma, and she has to do tashlumim. It's not so pashut. Not so pashut to believe, right? I personally can't believe that every isha they say, of course, we don't have to speak it out, of course we're makadosh shel das rabbana, right? Every, right? Not everyone learns in yeshivas. Fine. So that's the first kasha, Pirishtar kasha. The second kasha of Kiva Eger asks, but if you ever learned Sugya of Tanai, you would also ask, that Tanai, not everything works as a Tanai. Tanai normally, the Tanai that works is when it's between two parties. Reuven and Shimon make a deal between them, a deal that could be kept, and the Tanai works to make that deal between Reuven and Shimon binding. If you make a Tanai, let's just say, I am marrying you, B'tnai, that it rains next Tuesday. Right? So that's not a regular tanai, because that's not a deal that people could keep. Right? It's not a deal. Right? That's what's called the Chazal Breira. Breira means that when you make the deal, when you make your tanai, right now it's not clear, there's no chalos bechlal. It's not there's a chalos with a deal to it. The chalos is only a chalos if it will rain on Tuesday. And you don't know that. So we think, maybe that should work, but the emes is, there's a big machlokas if such a tanai works, it's called breira, to make a tanai on what a third party wants, say this should be a deal if Ploni Almoni agrees to it. So that's a machlokas if it works. And if you learned Beitza last year, right, Beitza Lamed Ches, the Gemara comes out halacha, b'deraisa, there's no breira. Breira only works, that sort of tanai only works by things that are drabanan. So it's not so pasha, that tanai that works, yeah. That's the chayr, the same din breira. Right, being tola on someone else's das, if you're a chalos, should be a chalos. Second kasha. That's the second kasha. And the third kasha is just Lashna Gemara. Reading Lashna Gemara, it does not sound like that way. So a Daita Rabbanan Makadosh maybe sounds that way. But the rest, it says, Bafkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Minei. What's that Lashon, Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Minei? But it's a funny, it sounds like the Rabbanan were Mafkia the Kedushin. The Tanai was not fulfilled. It's a funny Lashon. The Lashon Shavyuhu Rabbanan L'Bilaso B'Lasnos. It's not that they turned it. It sounds like the Rabbanan are doing something active here. Pow. Your bia, the bia, we turned it into znus. Right? Later in Bava Basra, Gemara Kaf Yud, in Yevamis, so they talk about a person who did Kedushin, and he wasn't supposed to do that Kedushin. He was forcing the woman into it. So the Gemara there is a different Lashon. It says, Hu aso shelo kehugin, the person who Mekadosh did improperly. So it says, Lefichach, anu asu lokal shelo kehugin, vafginu lekedushin minei. He wasn't acting right, so we're going to be mean to him too. And we're mafgir his kedushin. What does it have to do with being Right? What does it have to do? He's being nice. We were mafkias. He just fulfilled the tanai. If he made the tanai, that it shouldn't be kedushin. So it's not kedushin. Why are we? Oh, he did something wrong. We're going to do something mean to him too. Back to him. We're going to be mafkias kedushin. Right? And the other big kasha. That's third kasha. Fourth kasha. Right. The fourth kasha is that. What's the whole Gemara? It says tein achidush b'kaspa. If he was mekadosh with money, so we understand how you can be mafkia kedushin. But what about bia? So what's the difference? If the whole Yisod tower being mevatel the kedushin is because afkinu rabbanu le kedushin minei. So what do I care if it's kesef for bia? The reason what's undoing is that the tanai wasn't kept. Right? If you're mekadosh with kesef. Al Tanai, it's not kept. 20 years after the person's married, it turns out his Tanai wasn't kept. All his Bias was Nus, all the way back, even if he's Makadish with Kesef. If he's Makadish with Bia, it's okay, his Bia will be Nus, but who? He didn't keep the Tanai. The point is, he didn't keep the Tanai. If you don't keep the Tanai, the Kedush is Batal. What do I care if it was Kesef Shtar or Bia? What's killing the Kedushin is what we said at the beginning. It says, Kod Makadish, Shadaita, Zarabon Makadish. That was the first line. If that means Al Tanai, so what do I care if it's Kesef or Bia? Very hard kashas, okay? The Ritva Taka does go with this Mahalach, and a lot said, yeah. We'll have to explain it differently. The Ritva does explain it differently. He says, no, he has a different. So the chiddush here is that in a chinam there's such a shita like that, but Rashi and Tosfos and the Shita Mekubetzes, the Rishonim, who don't hold this way and have a completely different take here, though not spoken out so clearly. Most clearly, I think, in the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksuvis. There's a minor sefer Mishnas Roem in Ksuvis that also speaks out very nicely things here, but if you read Rashi and Tosis very carefully, you'll also come to this conclusion. There's a different Mahalach. There's another Mahalach. We mentioned it in the last year already, that Tosis in Bavasra Memches on the Sugya there, he says, Pshat is because you're Oker Dover Minatayra. This is a piece of our sugya. This is a Yevamis sugya. It's not a Kiddushin sugya. It has to do with Oker Dover Min HaTorah. So both Rashi and Tosfos, so they explain here, Tosfos and Ksuvis, that the concept of Teinich B'Kaspa is saying, Teinich B'Kaspa, Rabbanu could undo the Kiddushin because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Rashi says that you are turning the Kedushin into Matana. And how could they do that? Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And the Pshat is that they're saying, this is Sugi of Oker Dover Min HaTorah. We know there's such a thing as being Oker Dover Min HaTorah, but there's a problem, right? We spoke it last week to Rav Chista. It's very easy to be Oker with Dover Min HaTorah, which we quoted the Marsha and Rav Elchanan, it means being Oker Achalos. Right, some takes truma. Rav Chista says Rabbanu could undo the truma. They have such a koach. Right, he said Marsha said similar to Ataras Nedarim. Oh, Rabbi didn't go that far, but what does Rabbi Yes agree to? The Gemara's kashas on Rabbi, and Rabbi says I agree with you, Rav Chista. You could be Oker Dover Min HaTorah by Mammon because that Rabbanu have the power. Hefker Bezin Hefker. They have power to undo achalos by saying the money's not yours. So barer. It's Oker Dover Min HaTorah, but it's with money. I understand, with money, you could undo it. Aye, so what about Bia, though? Bia, it's not mominous. How could Bezdin undo it? So Teretz is, Shavyuhu Rabbanon Labilaso Bilasnos. We're going to have to explain what that is. But somehow, Rabbanon do have the power to do that. Right, Rashi doesn't explain. Right, now I'll just speak at one thing, just to be clear. When the Gemara says Shavu, we can't change it from what we were saying before. The Gemara already said, Kol Mekadosh Adayta Rabbanon Mekadosh. We're going to have to explain what that line means. But the Gemara said Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, and now the Gemara is just adding on that, okay, here You can't say Hefker Bezin Hefker to make it work, but you can make the Bias Nus. We have to explain how that works. Okay, but that seems to be in Rashi Tosus. The Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvis says in Rashi, he says Rashi is not working with Tanai. And he just says, if you look in the Lashonus of Rashi, he says, it doesn't sound like Tanai. I'll just tell you the Lashon here. Maybe you could argue, but the Lashon in our Gemara on Sadi Amid Beis is Amar Kevin to Vedaitu Rabbanan Tala, Rabbanan Amar. You give this type of get to vatel bia to tahavi bilasnos. The Rabbanan said that if you give a pasul get to vatel bia to tahavi bilasnos, Rashi doesn't mention anything about tznag that you didn't fulfill the tznag. Though the Rabbanan say bima vatel the bia, it doesn't sound like it, right? Rashi just said when it's money, hefker bezin hefker. He says here that Rabbanan say to vatel bia. It doesn't sound like anything to do with tznag. So shaklatai is nice, but what is it, right? Okay, Rabbi has his limitations, right? So Rav Chista, I understand. Rabbi spoke to Rav Chista saying you can make kin into a mamzer, mizrabanan. Chazal have a lot of powers on a deraisa level. But where's this coming from? So I just suggest a yisod. Yisod is like yisod and kedushin. Now you learn kedushin, so maybe you heard the sort of yisod. What's kedushin? So kedushin is a kinyan, and bia is also a kinyan. Kesef, shtar, and bia. But how does bia work? So it's an interesting Rambam. First Rambam in Nashim, the Rambam in Ishus Aleph. Says the Rambam, before Matan Torah, we didn't have the whole parsha of kedushin. Why? Because things are very simple. Man and woman with no Edim, they go, they have Bial, the same Kiddushin, they're married. Husband and wife. He says, even though it was Beinam Levein Atzmam, without witnesses there, they're married. Came the Torah, and the Torah was Machadish, there's something called Kiddushin. Chiddush HaTorah, something called Kiddushin. He says, what's that? That's, you have to make a kinyan in front of Edim. And how do you do that? Kesef Shtar Bia. You have Bia. Now things are different. So the question is, what's the Rambam saying? It's different now. Now, you have to have Edim by your Bia. And there's other ways to get married too. But it sounds the Rambam saying that things are different than they were before. What was before doesn't work anymore after Matan Torah. Because having Bia won't get you married. You need Bia with Edim. Right? Edim seeing you go into the room for Bia. What's he talking about? Edim? Edim aren't in the Torah. I mean, there's Edim in the Torah, but it doesn't say you should have Kedushin. It doesn't say now that I'm giving the Torah, Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael should have Edim on their Bia. Right? That's not what it says. So what's the Rambam talking about? Oh, Mechadish, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Ubala. Oh, now the Bia needs Edim. Like, what's it talking about? So the Chor of the Pshat is that the Rambam means what happened was, is that Kiddushin became a Kinyan. It's not something to do the stamp between them. It's not their business. Husband and wife. What goes on with them is their business. No. You need Edim. Why do you need Edim? Right? Why do you ever need Edim? To go to Beis Din. You can't just get married on your own. If you get married, it's with Kedusha. It has to be in front of Beis Din. That you have Edim, that the Edim could go to Beis Din. Right? We can't learn the whole sugya of Edekiyam now. Okay? But at least not now. But you need Edim because what makes it a Kinyan is that it's not just your relationship. It's a Kinyan. It's that Alpi, it's a Mishpat. Right, there's a mishpat here that you are married, and it involves Edim, and it involves being part of Beis Din, the Chasanon, and Masader, and Edim. right? It's a different story, Kedusha. Right? So that's what Kedusha is. So Mamela Einachinami Hefgur Bezin Hefgur is on money. You say that the most, Rashi says, the most Kedusha is turning it into most Matana. But then Rashi says that the Rabbanon also had the power to turn the Bia into Bila Asnos. So what does that mean? They're changing what the Bia is. Right? It doesn't just mean they're making a Bila Asnos, meaning it's becoming a Mutter Bia and becoming an Asr Bia. Right? We're not talking about Mutter V'Asr. This happened 20 years ago, right? It's not Mutter and Asr here. Right? That's not the issue. The issue is that the they're doing something to the Bia. They're changing what the Bia is. Right? The Bia of Kinyan is different than Bia of Znos. Right? What's Bia of Znos? It's funny, Lashon to use Znos, but a Zoyna. Right? What does that have to do with anything? That a Znos is a person's Bia. A person goes to a Zona. They have Bia. And afterwards, what do they do? I assume they pay the Zona. Right? She has a charge. Right? Because what's happening? The Zona is doing something for the man, and the man's paying for it. Kinyan Bia is different. He's giving her Bia for Kiddushin. He's being Makadosh of a Bia Zu. There's a Kiddushin with the Bia. How so? Because it's a Bia's Baal. Right? What's a Baal? You know, it's funny that the word Baal is the opposite of Znus. Znus means a Zona, like Rachel was a Zona. So some say she's a Zona, some say she was an innkeeper because she fed people. But Zona means to feed. The word Baal means to support. I mean that he's the Baal. Right? Like Beis HaBaal means a field that is supported from rain. Doesn't need irrigation. That's what Baal means. So they're taking this Bia, which is creating a Kinyan and on this woman that she's been given this Bia. No, Lehetech. He should pay her for the Bia. Right, it's like we're making it differently, and it's not mamash hefker bezin hefker, but it's something that's more being mechadish that there's this sort of, even in this case, chacham have the power to be ochre the ma'isa bia and make it into a different type of bia. Oh, so you know, it doesn't have to come out to any sort of tanai here. Now it's interesting, the shita mekubetzes, yeah. Right, the question is what did the Rabbanan do to make the Kinyan not be chal? So by Kesef, we're saying they made it into a Matana. But what are we doing to kill the Kedushin? What? We are killing without a Tanai. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's no Tanai. This is Okur Davar Min HaTorah, but we're explaining it in a way that'll work even to Rabbah. It's Okur Davar Min HaTorah, the Rabbanan have the power to turn Kesef Kedushin into Matana, not because anyone was Masna. We're going to see why it has to be Aldaita to the Rabbanan, but not because it was the Tanai, just Be'etzem, they have the power to do that. And then we're mechadish. Oh, even Bia, they have the power to undo. How do they undo it? What do they do to? How is it not a Kinyan? Oh, they get in there and they say, this is not a Bia of Kinyan. I mean, they don't undo the etzem din hatayra that Bia makes Kedusha. That lechayra they wouldn't be able to do. They have to somehow undo. The Torah is emes that Bia makes Kedusha, but we could undo the chalos. This is a Bia, but this is a Bia. Not every Bia makes Kedushin. So this is a Bia that doesn't make Kedushin. Right? If every Bia made Kedushin, we wouldn't be able to do anything. It'd be untouchable. Okay? Now there is a Shita. That's interesting because Rashi and Tosfos, definitely Tosfos and Gittin on Lamed Gimel. So he assumes what seems to be almost all the Shonim hold is that whatever is being done here, it works to Mafreya. I mean, from day one, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. And Tosfos and Gittin does a lot of work to try to answer the Kashas. There's Kashas here, which is, if it works backwards, so This is just something seem a little bit schwer, right? We could ask, what about a Kohen's wife, right? Does she have to do Tashlumei Truma?
Okay.
All right, but I'm just, Tosus does not go with that. Right, the other big kasha the Rishonim are bothered by is, if a woman's mezana, so she gets chenek, and her baby, if her baby's born before she gets chenek, he's a mamzer. Okay, so some of the husbands happy with that, maybe not. So, why does he just write her a get? Be mevatel it, send it through a shliach. Be mevatel the shliach shalom b'fanav. Comes the Rabbanan, they'll be ochre the Kiddushin Mafreya, and it turns out that she's a Pnuya. Right, wouldn't that be nice? It sounds, so that's, also why didn't Tosu say it, right? Once we set this up so nicely, that this is working between Okur Davim Rataira and Okur the Etzem Bia, so just go the whole way and say, so L'chayra, the big kasha that seems to drive saying it works backwards is if we could just stamp kill the Kiddushin, so then what's the Gemara asking that there should be a difference if it's Bia or Kesef? What do I care about is Bia or Kesef or Shtar? From the get-go, just kill Kiddushin. So we say, no, you can't just kill Kiddushin. Chazal couldn't just kill it, they had to undo the kinyan. Oh, they have to make the money into matana, they have to make the bia into znus. So that's mashma, they have to go and reach back to the original kiddushin. So that's what's generally assumed, but it's still hard, right? It'd be nicer to say mekana l'haba. So the Shita Mekubetz quotes a Yeshmin HaGedolim who says attack is only mekana l'haba. So it made me so happy when I saw that. You know, it is so nice that it should be like that, right? It should just because it's nice doesn't make it true. But there is such a shita. So going along with this line that it's nothing to do with tonight, it's just an Akira. If so, how do we explain what the difference is whether it was with Kesef or Bia? What's the Havamina? What was the Havamina? So L'chaira, what you could say, L'chayri could say that even if it's Mekana L'haba, they're killing the Ishas. But how are they killing the Ishas? When a person is Mekadosh with Kesef, his whole life, that ring he gave to his wife created a shibud on him, and she is Meshuvah to him his whole life from that ring he gave her at the beginning. It's not that she's married and now she's just married. No. She's married by virtue of the fact that her whole life she's meshubed from that pruta. When Rabbanan come and say, we're killing that shibud as a mamnestik of shibud, we're killing the mamnestik of shibud. So that will mekanu lahaba and the kiddushin. And the Gemara say, oh, that's with Kesef. What about Bia? Oh, no. Mekanu lahaba, his Bia is no longer meshabed her. So that's a machshava. Okay, I'm saying this machshava because it's shloka hilchasa. I have one rishon, all of one rishon who says this. Okay, so that's a chiddush. It's very nice if it's, you know, just helps me understand the sugya. But the emes is that Rashi and Tosus both seem to go with the basic mahalach, which is that there's nothing to do with tznai. Oh, so if it has nothing to do with tznai, we have to end with the last kasha. We'll finish with this. The last kasha is, so what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara started with the words, Kol de Mekadosh Hadaita de Rabbanan Mekadosh. So what's with this? What's that lashon? Kol de Mekadosh Hadaita de Rabbanan Mekadosh. Oh. So, Chorik say a different pshat. What do we need to be that the person wants the Rabbanan to do this? We didn't make a tznai like that. So what is it? So the chayyad of shad is that hefker bezin hefker, or this extension of hefker bezin hefker, taking away someone's bia. Okay. Do the chacham have power to do it? Yes, they have koach to do it. But the question is, do they have the right to do it? And I'll tell you what I mean with the mashal. Okay, there's a Gemara in Eilim Tzias. The Gemara says, has a question, if Simanim worked a Raisa Drabana. So Simanim, we're going to answer this in the last Prakim in Yevamis. But Simanim, there's Simanim of Hakim, extremely good Simanim, which work like Edim, and they're 100%. But even weak, the halacha is even a very weak simen, right? I lost my shoes, and someone finds my shoes. They say, well, what size were the shoes? I say, size 11. They give it back. It's a simen, it's not such a great raya. Why does it work? So Gemara is attached to say, simanim d'rabanan. That's what we hold, simanim d'rabanan. Simanim d'rabanan, and therefore, hefker bezen hefker. We're allowed to, Rabbanan are allowed to say, Hefker bezen hefker, and turns into smoke. But the Gemara is still bothered. So how do we have this takana? What do we do with the Baal Aveda? He's going to lose he might lose his Aveda through a Ramai. So what if someone, the wrong guy says size 11 shoes and steals them? How does bezen, I could say hefker bezen hefker, but how could they do that? Why would they do that? So it says, no, even the Baal Aveda is happy with it. It's nich of him because he wants this to be the din. Everyone's happy that the din should be you turn things with Aveda, with Simanim. Because if not, so they know it's going to be almost impossible to get their things back. If they needed to have Edim or a Simon, unbelievably good Simon, they're likely to give up and never getting their Aveda back. So everyone's happy with the Takana, and therefore Rabbanu were happy saying hefker bezen hefker. You know, Bezin also can't be a Gazan. Okay, the Torah said they're allowed to use Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, but they can't go stamp, oh, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, let's build a nicer base medrash today. Let's, right? They can't stamp do that. It's onish when it's fitting. Oh, so the Pshat is like that. L'chare, that's the Pshat here. Is that we're saying people called Mekadosh Radaita Drabbanan Mekadosh. And therefore, we're willing to say that you know, Rashi has a nice Lashon. He says, called Mekadosh Radaita Drabbanan Sheyu Kayamim Kedushim Lefi Divrei Chachamim Viyu Betayim Lefi Divrei Chachamim Adei Gittim Shech Shiru Chachamim. People are from Yidim, and therefore, not that they're making a Tanai. Just that Be'etzin, people are happy that Be'etzin should have a role in running things, that the system should, the whole halachic system should run well. And therefore, Chachamim were happy doing this. Oh. Now, in Cain, it explains another beautiful point. That if you look at Kuf Yud, the Gemara there is talking about a person who's Mekadosh. There's a woman who had Kedushin Drabbanan, Kedusha Ketana, and then right before the Kedushin, someone comes, grabs her, and it's Mekadosh or Kedusha Torah. Wicked thing to do. Her nice husband lost his wife because the Kedusha Daraisa should undo the Kedusha Drabbanan. The Gemara says, no, he did Shalok HaHogan, we're going to do to him Shalok HaHogan, Afgin Rabbanan of Kedusha Minei. Tosus points out, doesn't mention a word about Kol Mekadosh Radaita Drabbanan Mekadosh. The same thing about Basra. It talks about a woman, a man who forces a woman to marry him, and she says, Nebuch, I don't want to be married to you, but okay, she's forced, she's going to live with him, and so she agrees to the Kedushin. The Gemara says, Afkinu Rabbanan, he did Shalok HaHogan, we do Shalok HaHogan, Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Menei. Not a word about being told Al Das Rabbanan. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat's Pashat. There, you don't have to be told about Das Rabbanan, but we don't care that the guy, Enchinami, we don't care what he wants or if he's okay with this. This is his punishment. We always punish people, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. We have no problem punishing people. If someone did nothing wrong, that we can have a whole system involved in stealing people's kinyanim out from under them, we'd never do that. Oh, but people are happy with it. But some people aren't happy with, okay, we wouldn't do it, but this person deserves to be done Shalok Kilhugan. And Echanam is Shalok Kilhugan. We're stealing. Yeah, we're stealing. Okay, but we're a button, he's a bad guy, and we knas. So the Chayra, that's the Mahalach. Okay, so that's the, not everyone agrees with this, but if you want to sleep at night, over this sugya of Afkinu, this is just a very nice sugya. It's here in Yevamis. This is a sugya, part of our Okra Davim and Atayra Dika sugya. Okay. All right. What? As a knas. As a knas. They have the power to do it. And they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't steal someone's gold ring from him. but they'll do it as a knas. Yeah, 100%. The Iker Limud of Hefker Bez and Hefker, Bli Nezer, we may we'll talk about a little next week. But Ezri says, if everyone doesn't come to my meeting, he has a meeting, tell everyone to divorce his wife, says, if they don't come, we're going to be mafking their money. It's Bezin is doing it when they feel it's necessary, right? Right? Because it's not, no one did anything wrong. If no one does anything wrong, why do we need by Bia? Oh, that's explaining why do they have the power. How did they get the power of Bechlal? Right. No, yeah, right, but they, there's one question, is how do they have the power that their knas could be ochre achalos? That's, how do they have the power? Okay, they're a Bezdin. We love them. But how do they have the power to undo Abia? So that's one question. But then the next point is, even though they have such a power, and it's no different than the power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, but how do they have the right to do it? They have to. It has to be warranted, right? You can't just go stealing money and saying, I'm a Bezdin. You have to. You can't just undo people's Kiddushin. Oh.
We gave it two answers, right? We said first, money is Hefker Bez and Hefker, and the other one is Bias Nus.
Right.
Why do we need to answer Bias Nus if it's all working in Knas? Just say,
because.
Just say, the Rabbanon fined him in this case, and therefore there's no Kiddush anymore. He wasn't Mekari that I did.
Right, but we're worried. Right, the Gemara by us starts off with the words "Kol Mekadosh Zayit the Rabbanon Mekadosh." Afkinu Kedushin, and the Gemara says "Tenech Mekaspa." The Gemara is saying Rashi Tosu says "Hefker Bez and Hefker." Why did I need that first line about Zayit the Rabbanon? Because if not so, we wouldn't use Hefker Bez and Hefker because there's no Knas. Here in our Gemara, there's no Knas. No one did anything wrong in our Gemara. He's been Mekadosh. He's being divorcing his wife. That's mutter. Al Deir Shliach is mutter, and he doesn't want the shliach to be a shliach. That's mutter, not to want. Like he didn't do anything. No one did anything wrong. How are we stealing his marriage from him? Right. So therefore, we say, oh, he's mekadosh hadayta d'rabbanan, meaning everyone wants. They're okay with Bezin having this power. Don't cry, because everyone understands that this is good, that the system should work this way.
Does Bezin have power because everyone's okay with them having power?
No. They have power because there's a Gzeiros HaKasev that Bezin has the power of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Or to have Chista, there's a Makar from Los Sasser that Bezin has the power to be Mafkia Chalos. That's where the power comes from. But just because they have a power, why do they use their power? They have to have a reason.
Do they? Why not? Yeah. Because it means they have power.
No, that just means they have a power. If you have a power, you can't abuse your power, right? You know, so therefore we're saying either our Gemara says, Adai Tzura Baran Makadish, the Gemara Kuf Yud says, Hu Asa Shaloka Hugun. It's explaining why we're willing to, we'll do it him Shaloka Hugun. We're doing something Shalom Kahugan, right? A guy's been married and we're undoing his marriage? That's not Shalom Kahugan? That's not proper. Abraham would not be happy with that, right? If we didn't have a very good reason to do it.
So in this case, maybe the system would be that he doesn't, like, the Simonim thing, everybody like wanted that. But in this case, anybody in the institution would.
Oh, so we're saying, now even by Simonim, maybe not everyone wants it in their particular case, right? Maybe they have Adim and they're saying, oy vey, Arama is going to come and say it's size 11. But the Iker people want Bezdin to regulate these areas, everyone understands. Oh, Bezdin's doing what they should be doing. You know, you hear that? Right. We need things, it helps society go. Like they all point out, Ali Dave, they're being saying this get is a good get, so no one will be mevatel the get without going and telling the shliach. And making sure that the shliach doesn't accidentally give a get that's really possible. Right? It's built into the system and it helps the whole system in general, even though this specific case. Right? So that's the
machshava. There's no way.